Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sermon for today, the sixth Sunday after Trinity. Be alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And is written by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. This morning's gospel is taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He delivers a sermon in his home territory of Galilee, north of Jerusalem, and not far from Nazareth, where he grew up. His audience is a collection of ordinary local Jews. Jesus begins by making an astounding statement. It is, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven." In other words, you are not going to get into heaven unless you are more righteous than the scribes and Pharisees are. What made his statement astounding was that most of the people in the crowd would have been sure that the scribes and the Pharisees were the most righteous people around. They were the teachers of the law and the transcribers of the law. They knew the law backwards and forwards, and they were the most learned interpreters of the law. It was their business to be righteous. "If the only way I can get into heaven is to be more righteous than they are, then I had better resign myself to spending eternity in hell." Jesus goes on to explain why the scribes and the Pharisees are really not righteous, even though they claim to be extremely righteous. Their fundamental problem is that they believe God's commandments have to do only with literal actions. They fail to take into account that in God's eyes, thinking about breaking a commandment or talking about breaking a commandment is the same as acting to break it. Some of you will remember the presidential campaign of 1976, when Governor Jimmy Carter gave an interview to Playboy magazine. In the interview, he said he had never actually committed adultery. He did say that he believed he was guilty of breaking the commandment against adultery because he lusted in his heart after women to whom he was not married. Many people laughed at him for saying all that. But he was saying exactly the same thing Jesus says about the commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. In today's lesson, Jesus concentrates on the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt do no murder." He takes up adultery later on. Jesus says, "Everybody knows that commandment and what goes with it, that if you kill somebody, you will be in danger of judgment." Jesus says, "I am telling you that if you are angry with somebody for no reason, you are in danger of judgment. And if you call somebody a nasty name, you will be in danger of going to hell." His point is that name-calling and unrighteous anger are types of killing. If you call someone a name in anger, you are cutting yourself off from him as surely as you would if you actually killed him. Obviously, the consequences for the other person are greater if you kill him than if you are just angry at him or call him a name. But the danger for you is identical. You are cutting off the other person. You are saying that a creature of God does not matter. You are breaking the sixth commandment. If we apply the same logic to all the commandments, we find out that we cannot claim to have kept any of them perfectly. Yes, I have never burned incense to a golden calf, but I have made decisions on the basis of what I want rather than what I think God wants. So I am, in fact, an idolater. I may never have actually taken anything that doesn't belong to me, but I have thought about how nice it would be to have something that someone else has. So I am, in fact, a coveter and a thief. Jesus wants us to see that we have no claim on righteousness on our own at all, if we recognize that the commandments have to do with thoughts and words as well as with deeds. We shall see that when it comes to keeping them, we are in a pretty sorry mess. Our righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees when we realize that we are not righteous. The only righteousness we have is the righteousness God gives us in Jesus. God does not take us to heaven because we are good and righteous. God will take us to heaven because he loves us and because he sent Jesus to die to forgive our sins. That is the issue St. Paul addresses in today's epistle. St. Paul says that when we are baptized, we die the death we deserve to die because of our sin. We share in Jesus' own death. After baptism, we live by the power of God. We live the new life of Jesus' resurrection. We have eternal life from that point onward. As St. Paul puts it, if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also, in the likeness of his resurrection. Baptism frees us from sin, not because it makes us perfectly moral. Baptism guarantees that God always forgives us no matter what we do. That frees us to try to obey his commandments, not because we are afraid of what will happen to us if we don't obey them, but because we are grateful to God for saving us. Our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees when we acknowledge we are sinners and we rely on what Jesus did for us on the cross. So reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.